her, Dan. Just thanks for listening to everybody. Thanks, Marge, Elsie, Bob, Grant. Thanks a lot in Toronto. Boo Boos and Selwyn.
And don't forget to clean up after your dog on the football pitches of Vancouver. Ow.
That's right. Yeah.
Now it's time for Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. I'm your host, Quentin. I got Dave here with me.
Howdy.
I have Ivy here with me.
Hi.
And we're going to be playing 1 hour of British tracks, hits, and flops.
Mm-hmm.
From many decades, from this one, stretching back a couple. I don't know how old we're going to go today.
Mm. Oh,
we have another guest in the studio. She may be just remaining silent.
Yeah, it's a silent guest, yeah. And a bit of an observer from another country.
Yeah. Just making sure everything's done above board.
Yeah.
And according to the human rights practices.
I think my little brother Adam would love. It's called Graveyard.
Yeah, we're gonna play a song for your little brother at the end of the show.
Yeah,
we're gonna start off the show with some more recent stuff.
Yes. Some of it produced by little brothers.
Some other songs that Adam likes.
Right. Good. Okay. Let's listen to this. This is Stretch and Vern. Then we're going to listen to some Lady Leisure. Stay tuned.
Silence, acapella. No one time it is when I'm around. Time teller. They're always asking Leisha, have you got a fella? I reply, no, I have not and never. Cause I ain't got the time. I've got work to do. Music always on my mind. I don't need the verb abuse. I don't drink the herbal juice. But that just ain't concerning. There's a lot of places that I don't go. Rich 32. The beat sideways, don't wanna know the time, just know the times change. I created my own lane for the highway. I get cash for killing tracks, crime pays. Them yellow fabricas, them man a gas guy. They always want to front, I wonder what the back's like. Some girls are left behind, they don't know how to act right. And now I've got them looking up to me like I was shot tight. They're like a TV with no remote, or like a CV with only clips. My mind is out of this world and I'm on overload. Saying that I'm ill, damn, I must have overdosed. I think I'm Juliet, yeah. You think you're Romeo. Call me Leisha McCulkin, I'm always home alone. I'm killing MCs, I'm like OJ. I'm a murderer, kidding, I'm OJ. I get my upper juice, it's a friggin' OJ. You're not an OJ, no, no way, no.
I know I've been the one so long, you love me.
It's 12 minutes past five. Chips with Everything, the British pop music show on CITR. So that was the Tune Yards with the Max Tundra remix of Real Live Flesh, sounding good. I didn't think Max Tundra wasn't doing too much recently. Ivy,
how you doing there?
Popcorn on the radio. If you're going to make sound effects, use the CITR fart machine. Come on. Try again. There we go. We have a whole bank of space. It's actually kind of like, you know, those morning jocks that have the zoo format and they've got like a special guy that just does sound effects. We're thinking of moving into that.
Yep. Just to keep things moving along on those rare gray Victoria Day weekends.
Before the Tune Yards, we had Lady Leisure, who's a nice young lady from the Birmingham region.
Lovely girl.
And her new album is called 2000L. That was Beat the Beat. And opening the show was a two brief snatch of
Snatch and Stretch. Snatch,
I'm Alive.
A snatch of Stretch.
It was a short stretch of Snatch and Vern.
Yes. Which I loved. Wow. It got us dancing. It really got us dancing. All of us. Every single bit of us.
The sound effects are in full effect. Come on. Yeah. What's that? No, that one doesn't work. The eating. There we go.
I couldn't believe that Lady Leisure could talk so fast, if you call it talking, whatever she was doing there. I thought for sure it was electronically enhanced. Yeah, unreal.
It's just blabbing away. I know she has been compared, you know, to Nicki Minaj and these types because her music's sort of out there.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
So it's Sunday afternoon. It's 5:15, and it's raining.
And as everybody knows, what you should do on a day like this is go outside just long enough so you can justify going back inside and looking after yourself with hot and cold drinks.
What about you, Ive? Did you do anything today?
Today I went to a place called Go Bananas in a Mall at the top of the stairs. And it was so much fun, but I was kind of bored, so we went to do potato stamping.
Oh,
excellent. Was that also part of Go Bananas?
Yeah, but after that, we got to go then we went to a different mall and we ate, and then we had a few yummy treats.
Great. Well, I've got some yummy treats coming up. This one, I'm going to play a little selection of songs. They're all different versions of the same track. It's called Summer Is E-Coming In, a traditional English medieval round. It's supposedly the oldest example of counterpoint in existence. What is counterpoint?
Yeah, thanks,
counterpoint,
man.
Is the relationship between voices that are harmonically interdependent. Basically, it's a form of harmonizing.
So it's the first... Well, so how did... Like,
this
well,
track came around in 1260.
So is this... Wait a sec. Did you get, like, an original album?
No, I just got... Obviously, in the 800 years or so since it was written, there's been quite a few versions out there.
Okay. So this isn't an original recording.
No, not from so far back. They do have the original manuscript here.
Oh, cool.
Here, look, there it is, words and everything.
So that's like a roller piano. So we do have the original recording.
So I've got about four versions of this queued up to play.
Awesome.
And I'll just translate the words. It says, summer has arrived, loudly sing cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
The seed grows, the meadow blooms, and the wood springs anew. Sing cuckoo. Sing cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
The ewe bleats after the lamb.
Ewe?
The cow lows after the calf.
Moo.
The bullock stirs. The stag farts. Thank you. Merrily sing cuckoo. Cuckoo, cuckoo, well you sing cuckoo. Don't ever you stop now.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
So this song was, I think, most famously cuckoo. Featured... This song is most famously featured in the original version of The Wicker Man. which they sing shortly before Edward Woodward goes up in flames. And of course, I had to include that one in my little selection.
Of course.
And, you know.
Can you give us any of the original language?
Yeah. And spring beep, beep, weep, new, sing cuckoo. Owie, bleep, teep, after lomb.
Beep, beep.
There's actually a bit of a debate about whether or not it is the stag farts.
And then, of course, they've got it in parody as well, it says, which is great. Yeah. Here it is.
Here's the first one.
Thank you. it's harsh, the outer lamp comes of the cosmic moon. Bullock stamps and deer tramps, now shrilly sing cuckoo.
And if you didn't know that, that like, oh God, oh Jesus Christ, at the end was Edward Woodward going up in flames at the end of The Wicker Man, as the they did have to burn a virgin to make sure the crops would grow. You know what it's like, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's like that on remote islands.
That's true. If you don't burn the virgins.
So some of us are coming in, a number of versions. One of them, let's see, the first one was that kind of instrumentally thing, but I want to talk about the second one,
yeah,
which is was by the British indie rock band The Futureheads, and they have a new album out that's all a cappella, no guitars on this anymore. So, yeah. And that's one of the tracks on there. So, then there was a little alternate lyrical version from a kids' TV show in Britain called Bagpuss. Same tune and everything, but sung by some little mice about mending things.
Oh, it was mice. I was wondering about that.
And then finally the one from The Wicker Man. Yeah, is the stag farting?
Is it summer? Is the stag farting?
Yep. And I think summer is coming in. I know I was on the beach yesterday. Hands up if you were at the beach yesterday.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, a whole bunch of a whole bunch of beaches. Many.
A whole batch
of beaches?
No, a whole couple of beaches.
A whole couple, that's true, yeah.
Not many?
Yeah, a whole two.
Yeah.
But good beaches. A wreck beach, which was, you know, because of the way that wreck captures heat, it was beautifully warm and not too many textiles, adequate number of vendors.
Yeah, what did you get?
A beach blanket.
Wow, that's so cool.
Dripping with sarcasm.
It has elephants on it.
Whoa. Was that the one I said on yesterday?
At the next beach we went to, which of course was Turd Beach.
Turd Beach.
Turd Beach.
That's funny.
Yeah, Turd Beach.
You heard it here, folks.
It's a great beach.
101.9 FM.
Basically,
we're funny.
Now that, you know, English Bay is effectively spoiled since they removed the concession stand, there's now really no reason to go there.
It's true.
And, you know, even the concession stand at Sunset Beach doesn't have a deep fat fryer.
So how...
They have no fries.
Yeah, what concession are they making? You know they're making a really huge concession to...
Forget about
you
it.
You know, political correctness.
So,
bringing back my choice.
Really, in terms of the Stanley Park beaches, it's Third Beach or nothing as far as I'm concerned these days.
Well, except for that tiny little sliver beach over on facing the North Shore.
Portuguese Joe's thing?
That's the one.
Or Slumberman's Arch.
Yeah.
Both of those ones are quite good too.
Slumberman's.
Okay, anyway, summer is coming in.
Love that track. It made me want to drink mead or whatever the hell they do. Dance the Merry Maypole. Oh, I know. Yeah, it made me want to caper lasciviously to the pleasings of a lute.
Oh, right.
Maybe caper nimbly, but it made me want to caper, that's for sure.
How many strings are on a lute? Is it three?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All charts are garbage as far as I'm concerned. Like, seriously, they never play anything that put anything that I play in the charts.
There's just that one, except, of course, that one every 5 years it happens, and a couple years ago it was Barbra Streisand. That, of course, was classic. Other than that, I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
My eyes had ceased to serve me. Last night I passed a police car in a 30-mile-an-hour zone and I was doing 93. That's what they say. I admit I am a guilty man. Ooh. Oh, so I blew in the breathalyzer. Watch those pretty little crystals turn a shade of disgust and gleam. They took me down to the station. Give a blood test. So they went and took the urine out of me. Oh, 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 man.
What I wanna say was it yesterday?
Yeah. skeleton. You had your night shoes. Shake him off while I go and turn the music down soft.
Hey!
That was formidable. Have you seen this woman, Dave? Look, there's the cover. That's the woman who sings Rub My Tummy.
Yes, please. Right away.
Zenda Jax is her name. I just played three kind of glam rockers from girls groups or performers from the 70s. That last one, Rub My Tummy by Zenda Jax. Before that, Sis Single Bed by Fox. And then Clap Your Hands, Stamp Your Feet by Bonnie Sinclair. All from that 1972 to 76 period of, glam fantasticness.
Yeah, and different each of them in their own right. Great stuff. I love that the...
Single bed?
Yeah.
You have a single bed, don't
I
you?
I do, yeah. Well, 32 inches. I think that's pretty single.
Hands up if you have a single bed.
Whoops.
Yeah. You gotta, don't forget to hit the microphone on the way, otherwise the listeners don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Ivy, it's your time for you to play DJ. What have you got picked out for us? What's the story here?
Yeah, what songs?
I choose a special song.
Who for? Yes,
for my brother Adam. It's called Yaya.
Okay.
And Yaya is a special song that over and over again they say Yaya.
And does he like this song a lot?
Yep, he always dances to it.
Okay.
And to my little brother, I say, have a good time, Adam.
Okay, and then you picked out another one. What's this, the second one?
The Ass.
The Ass, yeah, their latest CD that's in around is, it's called The Ass Nation, and the track that you picked is what?
Graveyard.
Okay, and is this also for your brother?
Well, yes. It's mostly for my brother because he loves the Az and he loves Yaya.
Yeah, okay. I know, he actually was at an Az gig last week. That was funny. Yeah, the Az are a great Vancouver band and they had a show at the Mountain... What's it called? Little Mountain Gallery last Sunday afternoon.
And also, it was so funny there actually because there's I like the Kidnap Kids there too because they kind of laugh a lot and also because they sing fun songs.
Yeah, the Kidnap Kids. I haven't seen them in a while. It's good to see them back on stage actually.
Good stuff, eh?
Yep. Yeah,
especially on it, yeah. If you have any kidnapped kids, I'd play it tonight.
I'll take some out. They only have they're down to a two-piece band now. It's just the girls.
Yeah, they still pack a punch.
Yeah, but isn't that so cool that there's only two people in the band?
Guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I only heard of more people in a band. I heard of one people in a band, but not two.
Yeah, sometimes there's only one person in a band.
Yeah, like Raffy.
Exactly
like Raffy. All right, let's play your picks. Here's the Revillos. Okay, Adam, get on your dancing shoes.
Get on your dancing, Adam.
Uh-oh.
What?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Natasha Robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Never have Ivy on without getting her to pick out some records, and you know she always does a great job. Thank you, Ivy. Those were her selections for her little brother Adam. Yeah, yeah, by the Ravillos from their album Rev Up from 1981, followed by the As Nation, the new album by the As with the track Graveyard, and then the Kidnap Kids, who delighted us with Return to the Stage last Sunday.
Wonderful stuff there, and. typically classy act of the Oz to call their album the Oz Nation, and you know.
And they do have a they got a new album that's about to come out. I'm not sure when.
And they're going on tour.
They're about to tour Canada.
The Canada.
They're about to go on tour across the Canada in a van.
I know, man. I know,
in
man.
A van.
Yeah.
Van owners of the world unite.
And
single bed van owners. Actually,
yeah.
Is there such a thing as a van with a double bed?
Oh, yeah. There was in my van until about 2 weeks ago when I brought in the sledgehammer. And I took out the sink and that whole thing. And I... now it's basically it's one big nautical lounge.
Dave has a beautiful, beautiful van.
Thanks, man.
And a great selection of bumper stickers on it, too. I can't read them out because then when people are walking down the street...
They'll know.
They'll know it's you inside.
And I don't want...
Yeah, you don't want to be recognized
Fan. You want to be a stealth fan, man.
Yeah, if you're parked on Robson Street, you got to have some privacy.
That's right. yeah, it's true. Well, it's wonderful how the people of the city will... they will respond silently to the unwritten statement, if this van's a rockin', don't come a knockin'. Mm-hmm. They just glide on and by. Maybe they think it's a sustainable energy experiment. I don't know.
It's in Gregor Robertson's Vancouver.
Yeah, even humping and thumping is all about, you know, some kind of green loving, I guess.
That's right. So it is van weather coming up right now.
Beautiful, yeah.
As you know.
Mm-hmm. So coming to a cooler near you soon.
And speaking of cooler
than us, if such a thing is possible,
Aiden is getting ready for Queer FM in 6 minutes time.
Yeah, he's lighting a cigar on his beard right now. And what's going on? What's going on this show?
Do you want to tell us what's happening on your show?
Well, this is my last show, actually, on Queer FM. We have a new host, new sheriff in town. His name's Jared. He's standing right behind you, the big menacing-looking dude.
All right.
Yeah. So it's my last show. We're going to talk about Bristol Palin, and she's one of the top 10 tweets of the week. We are also going to talk about the new Ridley Scott movie. The next one after the one he finishes now will be the sequel to Blade Runner.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Dave just became aroused.
I did, yeah. I mean, it's that on-the-edge kind of arousal where it's going to go one of two ways, right?
Well, let's make sure it goes the first way and not the second. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, please.
So I'm going to miss you guys, man. So,
I know. I can't believe you're leaving. It's been a great 2 years, Aiden. It's been a great pleasure coming on after you.
You guys always make me laugh. Great music. And if you're just tuning in and you haven't listened to Chips with Everything, shame on you.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Should. Shame. Spanking time. Naughty, naughty. Naughty, naughty. It's so not, very naughty.
It's not officially his final appearance on the air, though, just his last time hosting Queer FM, because you're going to be doing the 24-hour Rainbow Voices Friday the 1st of June.
24 whole hours here on CITR. And in fact, I believe you two gents are going to be doing that, too.
Wow, I think you're right.
A lot of fun.
There's no limits. We're doing it. We're doing it. We're DJing a set.
Do you know they actually had to put together an advisory to run 2 weeks in advance because this particular program is considered so offensive by so many people, they actually have to, on the radio station, run an advisory saying that on this day...
Oh, yeah, it's true. We're so obscene that what Quentin and I are going to do is say each other's words, every third word, just to try to...
I'm not going along with this.
You are so blushing right now.
Yeah. We're going to be playing some great queer music from the UK. We're doing a special gay Chips with Everything that's coming along quite nicely.
Yep.
I am very afraid.
That's going to be on the 1st of June.
Anyway, it's been great working with you guys.
Yeah, you too.
And we'll have a great 1st of June. And then I am out of here. It's aloha time. I'm going to Hawaii.
Ho-ho.
Are you riding there on your motorcycle?
Well, I should hope there's going to be a boat somewhere along the way.
Hey, listen, you can outdo the fawns, man. Outdo the fawns.
Hey, I am not jumping the shark. I absolutely refused.
Okay, we're going to be...
see y'all later.
We will be back in 2 weeks, but, you know, it's less than 2 weeks... until the 24-hour Rainbow Voices.
Yeah.
Please tune in and listen to that. It's going to be pretty awesome.
It's going to be real good. And of course, you know, when it ain't us and it ain't Aiden, it's a bunch of other guys. Rhythm's India and DJ Smiley Mike. It just keeps piling on throughout this wonderful, soaking Sunday.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who spoke on the air, and we'll be back soon. You want to see what common people see? Want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand. When time flat took over the shop, I cut your hair and you get a job. I smoke some fat, some play some pool. Pretend you never went to school.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, double room. It's silly bugger, I've heard that a few times. What do you take me for, a fool? Bloody fool, eh? Now look, I don't give a damn what you do here, as long as you pay money. Soon I expect to have that speech translated.
Dina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
Supposed to do.